The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 17. This is letter number 6398, Baruch Hashem, the 15th of Tammuz, Tavshin Chai, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing this, Havasik V'chosiv, the title's here, Yitzchok Rabinovich. The Rebbe is saying, in addition to the telephone report that I received, that you returned in peace from your journeys. Now, he used to travel to visit Russia. Rebbe got a telephone report that he came back okay. I also received pleasantly your letter in which you describe your traveling with more details, and over there you also bring the very happy news that you were successful to take out the manuscripts of your father, Olav HaShalom. His father was a Goyen of Zevov Rabinovich, who authored the Sefer Shari Toiras Eretz Yisrael that the Rebbe will talk about, mention soon. And so he was successfully able to take it out with him. And the Rebbe prays for him, Yehi Rotzin, that the blessed Hashem shall fulfill your desires of your heart for the good, so that you should be able to publish it and also succeed you in your activities, fitting to what we have discussed, that we should work to influence the Jewish people, the Chenu Bnei Yisrael, that they should want to learn such a sefer, and then they will also be able to understand it. In other words, if you get them so much involved, you influence them so much that they have a desire to learn such a sefer, and if they desire, they will also be able to understand it. Apparently, that sefer was kind of something which was more than just a plain book. It required, you know, some knowledge. And but the Rebbe says they will be able to learn it, because there is nothing that stays in the ways of the will. So if they'll want it, they will be able to. The Rebbe says, not like it was in earlier years that you needed to bring people from overseas. Well, the Rebbe is saying there that in order to get people that want to study such a book, you'd have to bring them from overseas, because nobody locally had an interest or had any knowledge of these kinds of books, this kind of svarim. But the Rebbe says the prayer is that we should be able to influence, to create local grown people who are scholars, who are learned, who have an interest. They should be born over here. And the Rebbe says the chazaka is that when you put an effort, established assumption is that when you put in effort, it doesn't return and empty-handed. So, in other words, the Rebbe wants him to influence, make Yiddishkeit in the place where he lives, especially that the Rebbe says that this engagement, this work, will be combined with actual actions. So now he writes to the Rebbe in the end of his letter that the Jewish community in the country in the Soviet Union are all very afraid. And they aren't sure what's their future like. I mean, we know today it's a whole different story, but this is in Tav Shin Chai in 1958. So the Soviet Jewry, people there were in great fear and they don't know what their future is going to be. So the Rebbe says, it is my clear belief that the more Yiddishkeit that we add to in the United States that is in the spirit of Torah and tradition, so that has to impact over there as well. If we increase our Yiddishkeit in the United States, this helps the Yiddishkeit over there. People, because there was no Yiddishkeit over there, they weren't allowed, it was very, very difficult. And they were worried about what the future is. And the Rebbe says, if we increase in the United States, we help them over there too. Why? Because when we talk about spiritual matters, there is no limitation and distances of space do not interfere. The fact that we're in America, they're over there, there is no real separation. Especially, the Rebbe says, all Jewish people are considered to be like one body. So we're all together, like one. We're united. And just like you see in the physical body, that when you add strength in one of the limbs, and certainly without saying, if you add strength in many of the limbs, so this inevitably, it has to bring strength also in the other limbs and energy in all of the body. So we see that physically. And the same thing is true, the Rebbe says. When we add vitality in the Judaism of the United States in matters of Torah, which is, Torah is a Torah of life, the vitality. And mitzvah, and the mitzvahs of the Torah, we add to mitzvahs. About mitzvahs, it's written, v'chai b'hem, you live with them. So this is adding energy. If we add energy and life, which is Torah and mitzvahs over here, especially, the Rebbe said, that the Jews, or Judaism in the United States, is now a very important part in general of the Jewish people. The chunk of Jewish people live in the United States. So the addition, Yiddishkeit, Torah and Mitzvah in the United States, it has to bring a strength to all our brethren, Jewish people, wherever they are. Even those who are behind the Iron Curtain, especially based on the saying of our sages of blessed memory, they say, "Afilu mechitza shel barzel, eino mafsiko bein Yisrael lavim shebashamayim." Even a metal barrier cannot interfere between a yid and their father in heaven. So it doesn't matter; there is no interruption. So basically, the Rebbe is saying to them that they're worried, and Rebbe says, what we need to do is increase and strengthen Yiddishkeit over here in the United States, which will inevitably change and help and strengthen Yiddishkeit behind the Iron Curtain in the Soviet Union. And besides, the Rebbe explains, there's no limitation, spirituality doesn't have any boundaries, and Torah and mitzvahs are life and vitality. And in one area, it's like one body. If you add in one part of the body, it inevitably helps the other parts of their body. And even an Iron Curtain cannot enter, as we used to call the former Soviet Union, behind the Iron Curtain. So that cannot interfere, because an Iron Curtain does not interfere between Hashem and the Jewish people, and it doesn't interfere between one Jew and the other Jew. As connection with the Day of Redemption, Yud Beis Yud Gimel Tammuz, that we've just come from it. The Rebbe is attaching the booklet that expresses the story, the chronological story, what took place in those days, even though the Rebbe says that for sure you know the general subject, but for sure the Rebbe says you'll find some interesting details. And thank you, the Rebbe says, for passing along. The Rebbe sent him books they used to send. The Rebbe used to take always people they used to visit there. They didn't have Sidurim, they didn't have the basics, they didn't have. And then later on, they used to send tefillin and mezuzahs for the people there. They just didn't have it over there. So the Rebbe is thanking him for passing along the svarim to there. And the Rebbe concludes with honor and with blessings for good news and all the above. And thank you, the Rebbe says, for the Sefer, which is Sharei Toiras Eretz Yisrael, that I just received. And the Rebbe...
What was snuck out?
No, I made a mistake before when I was reading the letter. He published his father's manuscript, not take it out of Russia. The Rebbe says the good news that he was able to publish, it wasn't that he took out the... But to publish, Lahotzi means to put out, but it doesn't mean take out of Russia. It was to publish the... That's why he already sent it. And the Rebbe says that, thanking him for the Sefer that I just received. And then the Rebbe finally says that it's my hope that your daughter and your daughter-in-law that were here are doing okay. This was the Rebbe's letter to him. And I guess any time that somebody went to Russia that the Rebbe was able to, the Rebbe used to send some Kodesh Svarim with them, so that they can share it with the people here. But the Rebbe sent him the some of this Svarim. But the Sefer, he calls it over here, Eretz Yisrael, Torah's Eretz Yisrael. But later on, they published, it says here, the book under the name Shari Torah's Bavel. So that's the same book.